This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. The seventh superintendent in 19 years is leaving the Dallas Independent School District. Mike Miles resigned yesterday after 3 years of ambitious reform efforts and embarrassing personnel fumbles. We take a look back. At his first Dallas press conference in 2012, Mike Miles was asked about how a Colorado Springs newspaper described him in his previous job. It said he used controversial techniques to turn around schools. So what's controversial, Miles asked?
Is it controversial to have principals as one of the keys to reform? Is it controversial to remove an ineffective teacher who's actually not doing right by kids? If those are controversial, I plead guilty as charged.
In Dallas, the controversies began almost immediately. There were personnel troubles. Miles' first communications chief doubled her salary from Colorado Springs. Then came a series of resignations. One chief of staff was ultimately indicted for taking kickbacks in an earlier job. He's now in a federal prison. The controversies extended to the classroom. Rena Hone is president of Alliance AFT, the city's largest teacher group.
It was problematic from the very beginning. And so the way that people were treated under his leadership, and that started from the very top. We saw instances over the last 3 years where people felt bullied, they felt demeaned, they felt degraded.
Hone and Miles often locked horns. She was especially critical of his plan to pay teachers based on performance. And she felt he wasn't good at collaboration. Most recently, Miles fired three principals the school board had just voted to keep. Even former supporters grew disenchanted. 3 weeks ago, an internal investigation revealed that a top administrator lied about her criminal background. That drew a sharp response from Rene Martinez of the League of United Latin American Citizens. He wanted Miles fired.
I never like to see people fail, and it's unfortunate, but this man just was very stubborn, and he burned a lot of bridges. He would not listen to people, even people that supported him at times.
At Tuesday's press conference, Miles noted 10 accomplishments he was proud of, among them the principal and teacher evaluation system, student achievement gains, school choice, and early childhood education.
This was a very difficult decision for me to make and one that has not been made lightly. A position like this takes extraordinary commitment and sacrifice, but I also have a commitment to my family. It's time to rejoin them in Colorado.
Miles said he'll take a couple of weeks off before getting back to work. The Dallas School Board will also be getting back to work tomorrow night, starting its eighth superintendent search in the last 2 decades. Stella Chavez, KERA News.